The Great Lakes are a treasured resource, but the freshwater system faces threats like pollution and aquatic invasive species. For almost a decade, a federal fund called the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, or GLRI, has provided $3 billion to fuel cleanup projects. Now the EPA is considering future funding priorities. The agency is holding a series of meetings to hear from the public, including Wednesday night in Milwaukee. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz met up with several people to talk about how the fund has helped projects in our corner of the Great Lakes.
I met herpetologist Gary Casper a few days ago during a heat wave. The dizzyingly steamy weather seemed to dare us to step into a thick mess of tall grasses in rural Ozaukee County.
So here we are at the mouth of Cedar Creek. So the creek is just past those trees.
Cedar Creek is midstream in the Milwaukee River watershed. Wetlands and streams feed the Milwaukee River, and it, along with the Menominee and Kinnickinnick Rivers, converge in Lake Michigan near downtown Milwaukee. Casper immediately spotted winged wildlife.
A monarch butterfly, you know, a willow flycatcher perched in that shrub.
But sections of the watershed are deemed impaired. That means toxic stuff, from agricultural runoff to old industrial waste, PCBs, degrade water quality, and creatures in and around it. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative's mission is to clean up what's damaged. From 2014 through 2017, Casper led a team of biologists who scoured wetlands, streams, and the land alongside them.
So what we were tasked to do is to come up with a list of species that are actually impaired with data to back that up.
Casper says the results surprised some.
Some things that people thought were rare were not, such as prairie crayfish. Other things that people thought were common were not. Wood thrush, common garter snake, tree frogs, spring peepers, and chorus frogs were some of the most impaired species.
Casper says funding from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative allowed his deep dive into wildlife in some of the most acutely challenged areas. That research will help fine-tune the next batch of restoration projects.
So the opportunity here is to act like an orchestra conductor and tweak things so that the habitat is the best quality we can get it to be, and is the kind of habitat that supports the rarest species.
That's where Andrew Strzok comes in. He heads Ozaukee County's Planning and Parks Department. Strzok has already coordinated over a dozen projects fueled by the Restoration Initiative. A number improve fish passage. Here at Miquon Park, a crew removed a dam that separated a stream and pond.
We put in kind of what's referred to as cross veins, these rocks, so the fish can pass in between these gaps. This is passable during the important migratory time, and yet it still holds the elevation of the water of the pond.
The federal funding has also helped improve the health of the tree canopy within the watershed. Strzok says Ozaukee County stands to lose tens of thousands of ash trees to emerald ash borer.
We have examples right in front of us here where that ash tree is now dead. And so part of these grants have been to restore what we're going to be losing in big numbers of ash trees to some new sites. We've planted about 20,000 seedlings just in this last year with trees to restore some agricultural fields that are all part of the drainage way.
Cheryl Nend with the Milwaukee Riverkeeper stands on a pedestrian bridge just upstream from where the Milwaukee River mingles with Lake Michigan.
We still have more work to do downstream of the former Estabrook Dam. We have pockets of contamination we have to deal with, not only in the river, but in some cases on the floodplain.
I'm down here under the bridge and I'm
as we chat,
some
a young boy stops by. He says he loves fishing the river.
And I'm trying to catch some crawfishes because I got a turtle at my house and I'll be feeding them crawfishes and I feed
them. As the boy scrambles down the bluff, Cheryl Nunn gathers her thoughts.
Kids are down here, you know, they're fishing. They're wading in some cases, they're swimming. And, you know, and so it's all about cleaning up this river so it's safe for people to enjoy.
That, Nunn says, is what the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative does. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.